Flea control, how to get rid of fleas naturally. They may look small and seem harmless, but fleas are a big problem. In fact, they are one of the most common, most frustrating problems pet owners face. If you own a dog or cat, it's almost certain at one time or another that you will have to deal with fleas. There are many commercial products available to prevent, control, and kill fleas, but the majority of these products contain unsafe, harmful ingredients. Often these ingredients are toxic to the very animals they are supposed to protect, and can even do harm to you and your family. As a result, you may wish to minimize the use of such products and instead use natural methods and substances to control and eliminate fleas. In writing this book, extensive research has been done on many natural ways to fight fleas. While all of the substances we include in this book are natural, some of them may be harmful or toxic, although they are rarely as harmful as toxic pesticides. Any cautions the author is aware of in discussing these substances will always be included. As you will see, fighting fleas the natural way requires some experimentation with the right formula and some patience in finding the right methods and substances for your own particular situation. But the payback is considerable. You will be using natural methods and therefore protecting yourself, your family, your pets, and the environment from toxic chemicals. You will develop your own flea control treatment plan that will be most effective for your climate, your pets, and your home. You will eliminate the need to use potentially harmful and toxic chemical treatments on your pets and in your home. You will save money on expensive chemicals. You will be the envy of everyone else who has a flea problem because you will have solved it. The author hopes this book will be the only guide you need for a flea-free existence. Getting to know the enemy. The mighty flea. While the flea cannot itself kill a dog, cat, or human, it can create a serious health problem for all of these species. Fleas can carry and transmit diseases. Fleas can cause dermatitis, a skin condition in animals and humans. If you are allergic to flea bites, fleas can become more than a minor irritation. And fleas are notorious for infesting the homes of humans. So how did this tiny insect, no larger than the head of a pin, become so mighty? Fleas have pestered man and his domesticated animals for many centuries. Poet John Donne wrote about the flea in the 17th century, saying the flea does all the harm he can. Even an old Arabic curse invokes the mighty flea, and it is still in use today. May the fleas of 1,000 camels... You can finish the phrase any way you wish. The flea is an elegantly simple insect that does two things very well, eat and reproduce. Well, it also does a fine job of defecating, but we'll get to the importance of that later. Much like a mosquito, the flea is biologically designed to be a superb blood sucker, and it knows just how to find mammals to obtain this food source. The flea is wingless, so it moves around by jumping. In fact, a third pair of legs on the flea makes it an excellent jumper. That's why fleas can easily go from the carpet to the couch, from grass to a dog, from one dog to another, or from a cat to a human. These little devils really get around. Why are there so many fleas? A flea's lifespan is counted in days, so they don't live very long, but they reproduce constantly and in great numbers. Yes, fleas have sex. A male flea mates with a female flea and fertilizes her eggs. But the female flea also needs a blood meal to lay eggs. A single female adult flea can lay as many as 25 eggs a day and could lay up to 800 eggs before she dies. Types of fleas. There are about 2,200 flea species throughout the world, but don't panic. Humans typically encounter only a few. The cat flea is the most common flea in the United States. Despite its name, the cat flea will suck the blood of not only cats, but also dogs and humans. The dog flea really does like dogs best. It's more common in Europe than in the United States. The human flea is so named because it is particularly toxic to humans. Its bite can cause allergic reactions or dermatitis, a skin condition. This flea also is a carrier of tapeworms, which can be transmitted to dogs. The Oriental rat flea is less common in the United States, but it does occasionally appear in warmer weather. The Oriental rat flea prefers rats and mice, but when these animals die, the flea moves elsewhere. The flea might carry with it a bacterial disease known as plague. You may recall from history that bubonic plague, or the Black Death, was one of humanity's most serious challenges. Today, these fleas can still carry plague. Animal infection is possible, but human infection is rare in modern society. Antibiotics are available to effectively treat an infection. You have enough to worry about, so why should you care about the life cycle of a flea? Well, as the saying goes, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing, and knowing a little about the flea life cycle will make you better able to understand why they are ever present and when prevention and treatment can be most effective. Fleas start with eggs, many, many eggs. An adult female is fertilized by an adult male and can lay multiple eggs after each blood meal. Remember, the flea is an eating and reproducing machine. These eggs are very tiny, but you can see them. They look kind of like grains of uncooked rice. Fleas will lay eggs anywhere, including on the host animal, so it is not uncommon for dogs to essentially become breeding grounds for fleas. Fleas love warm temperatures and high humidity, so in these conditions the eggs can hatch within a few days. Fleas are difficult to kill in the egg stage because the egg acts as protection. After hatching, fleas become larvae. Larvae appear to be white worms and are typically larger than an adult flea, so larvae may be easier to see than fleas themselves. The larval stage may last a few weeks under optimum environmental conditions or months under adverse conditions. Larvae become pupae by spinning cocoons. The color gradually changes from light to dark, taking on a brownish hue. This is the stage at which the adult flea is developing. Pupae are essentially inactive until they find a host to prey upon, but this could occur in less than a week. Nirvana to flea pupae is something that's warm and moves because it usually is a mammal. Finally, the adult flea emerges and seeks its first meal. An adult flea could live perhaps a month or two without blood. The adult flea will be no longer than an eighth of an inch, and it takes on a black, dark brown, or red-brown color. The entire life cycle of the common cat flea, from egg to adult, can occur within 20 to 35 days. The problem, however, is that it is entirely dependent on environmental conditions. Typically, the life cycle is shortened under warm, humid conditions. That's why more fleas emerge during flea season, and lengthened under cooler, dry conditions. That means fleas take longer to emerge, so there may be fewer of them. But make no mistake, wherever you live, and whatever the conditions, if you have a pet in your home, the chances are good to excellent that you will also have fleas in your home. You can see from the life cycle why it is important to approach flea prevention and control as an ongoing process. You never know exactly what stage of life a flea is in, or how many fleas are present on your animals or in your home. As a result, you need to stand guard by using the most effective methods and techniques regularly and consistently. Knowing how fleas operate and what they like and don't like will help you control them. Fleas like warm and humid conditions, both for reproduction and for their living environment. They can live outdoors and indoors. In fact, fleas live virtually anywhere except in extremely high elevations and extremely dry conditions. Generally, the cooler and drier, the better in terms of reducing the severity of a flea infestation. Fleas are not fussy about where they reside or lay their eggs, as long as it's relatively warm, so they can appear most anywhere. In your garden when the weather is temperate, in your carpet, in the cracks of your floors, or on your couch. Fleas gravitate towards a warm-blooded animal, the host, and infest both the animal and its environs, particularly where the animal sleeps. The flea will move around the animal and find places where blood is easy to obtain. It can and will jump from one animal to another. It isn't particular about where its next meal is coming from, as long as it's a warm-blooded mammal. But fleas are definitely partial to dogs and cats. The female flea, once fertilized, lays eggs after it eats. In other words, it lays eggs directly on the host animal, a dog or cat. This is why if you identify adult fleas on your animal, that's just the beginning of the problem. Evidence of an adult flea more than likely represents the presence of flea eggs. The danger of fleas. Harmless as a flea may be a common expression, but unfortunately fleas are not entirely harmless. At the very least, a flea bite will cause an animal to scratch. Because one flea is just a sign of many fleas, animals typically get multiple flea bites, which causes even more scratching. If this scratching continues, the flea bites can become infected and lead to a skin condition called dermatitis. Flea bites are considerably worse if the animal or human who has been bit is allergic to the flea's saliva. In smaller-sized animals, such as puppies, and sometimes in young children, fleas can actually cause anemia. The host loses blood through the flea bites and excessive scratching and becomes anemic. Anemia is a serious condition if it remains untreated. Another danger of fleas is their ability to carry disease. As mentioned earlier, fleas were known as the carriers of bubonic plague from infected rats to humans. Several species of fleas can be infected with tapeworms. The fleas cannot transmit tapeworms themselves. However, if an animal ingests a flea that is carrying tapeworm larvae, the animal could get tapeworms. This is quite possible since animals often chew and lick flea bites and accidentally ingest fleas. Tapeworms are harmful to dogs and cats and must be treated quickly to prevent the animal from becoming ill. Fleas are known to carry various other diseases. Transmission to domestic animals and humans is rare, but it is possible. For example, a disease called murine typhus was thought to be carried only by the Oriental rat flea, but it has also been found in the cat flea. Flea season. Basically, if you see a lot of fleas, then you know it's flea season. This is not as silly as it sounds. The fact is, flea season varies based on where you live. If your climate is generally warm and humid year-round, then flea season is a year-round occurrence. If warm weather is seasonal in your area, then you should be prepared to begin the fight against fleas right before warmer temperatures set in. Fleas do not necessarily die off in cold, dry conditions. Instead, there may be an extended delay in eggs hatching, larvae turning into pupae, or adults emerging from pupae. In effect, fleas are simply inactive in cooler temperatures. They're just waiting for the right conditions and then they will appear. If you become more aware of how your individual climate affects the flea life cycle, then you will know when you will need to spend more time on flea prevention versus flea control and elimination.